Joining us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline from the Browns Radio Network, our own Doug Deacon. Doug, first of all, welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be here, Vic.
All right. Well, Doug, I want to start with this because we have not spoken since Rob Chudzinski started making all the moves that he has made to put together his entire coaching staff, which he just got completed last week. So I want to start with the highlights, and the biggest, of course, being that Norv Turner is the offensive coordinator here. Your thoughts on what that means to the Browns offense?
Well, I think, you know, Norv Turner's history in the NFL shows that, you know, he's been one of the better play callers that the NFL has seen. And I think the thing about it is, you know, you've got between him and Judd, you've got two people that are very capable of adapting their play calling to what the personnel can do. And I think, you know, that'll help elevate the level of play that they have because, you know, sometimes you try to put those square pegs in round holes, they just don't work.
And you bring up that point about play calling, and I think it's a great one to mention because when anybody hears Norv Turner's name, that's the first thing they talk about is that he excels there. They might not say he was the greatest head coach in the NFL. He was a head coach in this league for 14 years, but they laud his play calling. What about his play calling, Doug, that you think can make a difference for this team, again, regardless of who's quarterback?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, he's aggressive in what he does. He gets the ball down the field, and, you know, when you can do that and put points on the board, then, you know, it gives your defense a lot of help because they're not, you know, playing from behind a lot of times. They're playing with a lead.
And I think the other element, too, that's mentioned is the pacing and the rhythm of those calls. Like, you understand as a play caller not only what your people can do, but game situations where you want to sort of do things that keep the defense either on their heels or guessing as to what's next. You want to avoid predictability.
Well, you want to avoid predictability, and you also want to attack. And I think, you know, sometimes you can go into a shell, and I don't think that's if you were talking about Norv Turner going into a shell, would not be one word that would come to mind. And I think the other part of it is utilization of the running game. I mean, you look at the what he did with Tomlinson when he was out in San Diego and, you know, the success that they had. So, you know, he also knows how to combine the running game with the passing game and use, you know, one to set up the other or, you know, vice versa.
To the point of the quarterbacks and how that will be handled on this team, and we don't know for sure that Brandon Whedon returns as the starter, and it's understandable that there's going to be some question there because, again, this regime may have a different idea of who will be the quarterback. He's not the guy they drafted, but let's start with him. How much of a benefit do you think Norv Turner as quarterback's coach and Rob Chudzinski, what you know of him as a coach, how much can they help Brandon Whedon's game, whatever Brandon Whedon's status is?
Well, I think they can help it immensely. I think, in the past, Brandon Whedon, you know, in college was not an under-center quarterback, and, you know, he did a lot out of the shotgun, and I think that's something you'll probably see more of because that, you know, gives him a better chance to look down the field, when he's back there. So I think that matchup alone of, you know, not just getting him married to be an under center, is going to, you know, help him. And I think, you know, the fact that he does have an arm that kind of suits what they want to do, and that's, you know, go, you know, more vertical.
And there was a lot of discussion about his need for mechanical improvement. And when you look at what Norv Turner has done for some of the quarterbacks he's worked with, Troy Aikman back in Dallas when he was the coordinator there, Philip Rivers in San Diego, my sense is that there are ways that he can take Brandon Whedon's game and refine it, fine-tune it, hone it, things that are absolutely needed from a real detailed perspective.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, we also have to realize that, you know, Brandon Whedon was really, you know, just a rookie last year. And although, you know, he's 29 years old, his experience in the NFL was limited. And, you know, a lot of those passes that he got knocked down with the three-step drops, I think, you know, that's one thing that they can, you know, take care of. And, you know, either be a deeper drop or, you know, operating out of the shotgun, it's going to be to his advantage, you know, not to get, the balls knocked down. And I just think, you know, also, you know, when you have a healthy Trent Richardson, you know, when his ribs heal, you know, that's going to help Brandon Whedon, you know, quite a bit because, you know, when you get a consistent running game, it makes everything else, you know, work much better.
Doug Deacon, analyst for the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug, the other part of the offense, of course, that is affected by whatever this coordinator does, I mean, everybody there is, but in particular the area that I want to concentrate with you is the offensive line and how this group, which I think is coming off a pretty strong season and has some excellent people, particularly at the tackle positions and at center. We'll see how the guards evolve going forward. But my sense is that they, too, will benefit from a structure that puts them in enviable positions.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, you're probably going to take a little bit more five-step, seven-step drops, but in doing so, the protection, you know, has been a strength of that offensive line, and so that kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, you don't want to drop a quarterback back all the time if you've got a sieve for a line, and I think, you know, they go in knowing that, you know, they can match up with, you know, about any team and get good pass protection out of the game, which, you know, really, you know, kind of utilizes, you know, what Norv and Chud like to do, and that is get the ball down the field. So there's a good matchup and a foundation, you know, up front to, you know, to work around. And, you know, I think, you know, the running game, you know, we talked about it all last year. It just, you know, Trent missing training camp and really not, you know, getting a feel for the offensive running game like he probably, you know, needed to. I think, you know, we'll see a difference this year when, you know, he gets a chance to work with that offensive line all through training camp.
And, Doug, as a former lineman looking at it, the importance of continuity, how much does it mean that George Warhop, who's done an outstanding job as an offensive line coach, is retained by this coaching staff? Now, Mike Sullivan, who I know you know well, who had been here previously as an assistant coach, is back also to coach the offensive line. Having that duo, but still having George Warhop, someone that these linemen know well and have a history with, how big a deal is that?
Well, I think that's important. I mean, because, you know, George, you know, knows what the strengths and weaknesses are of each individual, and I don't think there's a lot of weaknesses, you know, on that group. But also, you know, the fact that, you know, he can put in a game plan as far as a running game or, you know, helping the running game where he can utilize, you know, their different skills. You know, we do a lot of times we'll pull the tackle and the center because they're probably, you know, some of our more athletic linemen. And, you know, that's something that he knows going in where, you know, a new coach coming, you know, in, had you brought in somebody else, you know, he's going to have to, you know, sort that out, you know, through training camp. But, you know, now you can put your base running game in knowing what these guys can do. And, you know, having Sully is, you know, a great addition too because, you know, he was here before. And I know the guys, you know, love to have him around. And, you know, he's, you know, been in the league for a while now. And, you know, he brings a different, you know, look at it. But I think, you know, the thing you're going to see that both George and Sully are going to be on the same page.
Yeah, it sounds very much like that. And the conversations I've had with both men, I mean, they were relishing the idea of working together and have great mutual respect. And I think that's where it has to start. Like you said, be on the same page. And I think the other key, too, is the athleticism of this group. When you add a Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle and have him hold up as well as he did, big man, but a good, really good athlete. Joe Thomas, we know what kind of athlete he is at left tackle, the six-time Pro Bowler, and Alex Mack at center. And really those guards as well, Jason Pinkston before he developed the blood clot, Sean LaVau on that other side, that they also seem to have this athletic ability. And what I'm getting at is I think I get the sense from Norv Turner this is going to be a faster-paced approach. He wants to pick up the pace of this offense in a lot of different ways, including in and out of the huddle and the urgency at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with a year's experience under their belt, you know, that helps too because sometimes, you know, you can speed it up too fast where, you know, all of a sudden you have, you know, maybe last year you had Josh Gordon, you had Trent, you had Brandon Whedon. You had a lot of young players that, you know, are just trying to make sure they're doing the right thing. Now with, you know, a year under their belt, you know, reading NFL defenses, I think, you know, it's going to be much easier to, you know, change the pace of play. In fact, I don't think, you know, last year they worked on the two-minute drill a whole lot during the course of the season. So, you know, now you can take that next step.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think they were so concerned with some of the basics and the fundamentals that the specialty situation work like two-minute kind of got lost in the shuffle, maybe fell through the cracks.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that, you know, it was, you know, a case of okay, let's just try to run the regular stuff right rather than, you know, overloading the circuits and, you know, having some people burn out up there on the line of scrimmage, not, you know, sure of what they're doing, because I think when you know what you're doing, you play at a higher speed anyhow.
All right, Doug. Well, you know what? We're just scratching the surface. We've got much more to talk about. We want to get your thoughts on the defensive side. Ray Horton is the defensive coordinator, and maybe talk, too, about what's going on around the rest of the National Football League. The Eagles today announcing that Michael Vick is going to be kept aboard with a restructured contract. How does that impact the potential quarterback market in this offseason? We'll get into that with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, who joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline as we continue with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here on ESPN 850 WKNR.